Now it's time for the rural news with Maya Burry in my hometown, Ōtautahi. And the number of bee colonies, Maya, who are dying, has increased again this year.
Kia ora, Max. Yes, bee colony deaths in New Zealand have lifted for the sixth year in a row, with almost 100,000 colonies estimated to be lost last winter. About 2,800 beekeepers completed the 2020 Colony Loss Survey, which was carried out on behalf of the Ministry for Primary Industries by Manaaki Whenua Land Care Research. It found the overall loss rate last winter was 11.3%. That's an 8.5% increase on 2019. The most common reported reasons were problems with queens, suspected varroa mite infestation, as well as suspected starvation and wasps. Survey Director Pike Stallman-Brown from Manaaki Whenua says losses in New Zealand remain low by international standards, but he says there has been a continued upwards trend in loss rates since the survey started in 2015, which is of significance.
If loss rates had stayed at the rate that we estimated them to be in 2015, then we would have had 25,700 fewer colony losses this year. And you think 25,700, is that a big number? Is that a small number? And a reasonable condition single brood nest hive might sell for something like $400. And so if you value those 25,700 additional colonies that we lost beyond the 2015 loss rates, we're talking about something like $10 million plus the value of any honey that wasn't produced. So I think it's a pretty significant loss.
That's Manaaki Whenua Principal Economist Pike Stallman-Brown. To other news, and wine growers say not having enough staff for winter pruning could lead to huge losses. There are calls by the horticulture and viticulture industries for the government to create a travel bubble with the Pacific Islands so more skilled seasonal workers can travel here. New Zealand Wine Growers Chief Executive Philip Gregan says the government's decision to allow 2,000 RSE workers from the Pacific into the country earlier this year was a good start, but he told RNZ's Sally Murphy that many vineyards are still extremely short-staffed.
Some vines won't be pruned or they will have to be machine pruned, and there are lots of costs and downside associated with that.
So what kind of losses would we be looking at, you know, for the wine industry if you weren't able to, like you say, prune all the vines?
Well, the vines would have to be pruned in one form or another, which would be machine pruning. That would lead to lower yields. It will lead to increased disease pressure in the vines. And you know, it's very difficult to estimate the costs associated with that, but it would be significant.
That's New Zealand Wine Growers Chief Executive Philip Gregan. Delays in global shipping are still hitting exporters in the pocket, with a higher percentage of their returns going towards inflated freight costs. The Ever Given, stuck in the Suez Canal, became the poster child for issues with the global supply chain, but exporters have been grappling with high shipping costs and strained capacity since the COVID pandemic began. Westpac agri-economist Nathan Penny says that pressure is unlikely to ease for some months yet.
Until the vaccine rolls out in the big economies, until that happens and people stop buying so many goods and start going back to the movies and the pub and on holidays, and as everyone gets well again, we'll still have some issues.
What kind of impact is that having on things like meat exports?
It's sort of adding to cost for everybody, really, which is constraining farm gate prices, across all sectors, including meat. So when those freight costs do eventually fall, farmers will get to keep more of the returns.
Westpac agri-economist Nathan Penny speaking to Sally Murphy. But it's not all bad on the farm gate price front, with strong demand out of China boding well for lamb prices. Last year, farmers struggled to get much beyond the mid-$7 per kilogram mark for their lamb. But Mel Crode from the Rural Insights Group AgriHQ says a $9 figure isn't completely out of the question this winter.
Look, at this stage, I think it's too early to call it. There are murmurings around the place that we could get to it, given the recent release of a number of contracts for midwinter, which are getting up towards $8 a kilo. So, look, I wouldn't like to call $9 at this stage, but the market for lamb is definitely looking a lot more positive than it was even sort of three to four weeks ago.
And is that thanks to any market in particular?
Yeah, we have seen some strong upside from China, and that those pricing levels have jumped and they have been maintained for about 3 to 4 weeks now, which is a really encouraging sign. What that will mean, though, is that if other markets are wanting to secure supply of New Zealand lamb, then they're going to have to lift their game a bit in order to get some of the lamb products heading their way. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. But if we can maintain the stronger demand and stronger pricing out of these key markets, then that does bode well for farm gate prices.
That's AgriHQ senior analyst Mel Crode. Despite COVID challenges, a Hastings-based apple company is hoping to have its best season yet. Rocket Global sells mini apples, which are a cross between a Gala and a Gala Splendor. The variety is grown in 10 countries, but Rocket says its fruit will be the first to land on supermarket shelves in China, marking the start of the season. A spokesperson, Julian Smith, says there has been excellent growing conditions, with trees planted in previous years now reaching maturity. And he says the larger harvest will help meet China's increasing demand, and its first fruit is expected to arrive there next week. And just lastly, we'll take a quick look across the ditch, where, like New Zealand, Australian fruit growers are facing serious labour shortages. But Queensland's strawberry industry is hoping a new approach may ease the pressure. It's turning the harvest season into a competition by putting $100,000 worth of cash prizes and holidays up for grabs. According to the ABC, the state's Strawberry Growing Association is forking up the money in a bid to entice workers to get involved in the winter harvest. The association says some farmers are reducing the number of plants they're growing or skipping the season entirely amid fears labour will not be available. And that's the rural news for today. Mā te wā. Back to you, Max.
Kia ora, Maya.